Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Get serious.
This week on Get Serious. Bin around the world, the refuse collector running 7 marathons for charity with an oven on his back. Eye of the Tigress, the barmaid who sacrificed her sight so a blind baby boy could see. And Ring My Bell, the amateur wrestler hoping to top the charts with his Christmas single.
Get serious!
I'm Giles P. Hurt, standing in the corner of the most notorious workout space in Rochdale, Nob's Gym, where amateur professional wrestler the Ginger Ninja is about to record what he hopes will be number one on Christmas morning. Champ, good to meet you.
I don't doubt that.
You wrote this song yourself?
Aye, yeah I did.
And you're singing it too?
Yeah, turns out I've got a beautiful singing voice.
I wouldn't have guessed.
Well, this beard hides many skills.
You're moments away from recording your version of We Wish You a Merry Christmas. Tell me, what's the cause?
They're an Irish group, 2 sisters and a dude. Right, ready? Check, check. Hello, hello. Echo. 1, 2, 7. Hey, I like that. Let's work it in.
Do you ever wonder what your life would have been like if you were a singer?
What the fuck are you talking about? I am a singer.
Yeah, yes, of course you are.
Don't be so patronising.
It's patronising.
It's true, wrestling wasn't my first choice, but it was my first love.
What did you want to be when you grew up?
You know that Cuba Gooding Jr.?
Jerry Maguire?
Exactly. There's only one Cuba Gooding.
Apart from his dad.
Eh?
His dad, Cuba Gooding Sr.
Oh, I thought that were his name in Spanish.
It didn't take long for me to get a clear idea of who the owner and 35-time champion of the Pub Wrestling Federation really was. A bombastic character with zero self-awareness and a personal hygiene routine that would shame a coal mine worker. During rehearsals, I listened to some of his podcast, Wrestling with the Champ, where he'd recount hilarious moments from his career. Some of them seemed far too outrageous to be true.
The Sahara Showdown were epic. I'd battled Steve the Priest across the Rub Al Khali, Gobi, Mojave and Angel Delight desserts. It all came down to the final bout, in front of the manager of Egypt. It was blazing hot. Not an ounce of liquid in our bodies. Fingers bloodied, hands raw, feet blistered, eyes crusted open. We were broken.
Champ, was there a title on the line?
No, it was something much better than that. A camel.
A camel?
One of the most useful things you can ever own is a camel. You can ride it, drink it, eat it, race it, cuddle it. You think of it, you can do it with a camel.
And what happened? Did you win?
I won something better than a camel.
So you lost.
The first runner-up won the hand of the manager of Egypt's daughter.
Champ, you never told me you were married.
Ha! Don't be daft. We weren't married. It were literally her hand. Severed at the stump. She'd been caught shoplifting.
Ugh.
Hey, most useful thing you can own is someone else's hand. You can hold it, point it, scratch your balls with it, pick your nose, high-five your dog. Can I get some more of that reverb? Bit more. Bit more. Bit more. Bit less.
That's better. Hey, what have you done to my voice? Just you wait till Dr. Dre gets here.
Despite being entirely competent, the show's host, Damien St. John, found that his own career never really took off. Which explains why he hangs around the champ with a microphone the way Kim Kardashian's entourage wait to get paid. I bumped into him by the spit bucket as he recorded lines for their Christmas special and asked him if hosting the podcast was one last attempt to grasp success from the jaws of failure.
The champ had an incredible run in the PWF, which, by the way, is the biggest amateur wrestling organisation in Britain. For years, he'd be out there every single night in the pubs, working men's clubs and public toilets of Britain, risking his life to deliver top-class entertainment. And trust me, the champ's stories are filled with blood, sweat, tears and other things that I probably shouldn't mention. I like to think of myself as the emu to his Rod Hull.
You let him put his hand up your bottom?
Well, he's never asked me, so...
A sense of blind loyalty was evident. Was Damien trying to ride the champ's coattails all the way to the top? The top being the dizzy heights of the Holiday Inn in Milton Keynes on a Tuesday night. And if so, why?
We got something really special going on Wrestling with the Champ. People love our chemistry. Here we've got great guests. We try hard, not too hard, just enough hard. And we do cool things like this charity single. Come on, Giles, don't be shy. I know you've pre-ordered your copy, right?
Already expensed it.
Can I plug the podcast?
Not really. Is this a plea for money?
Ah, thanks for asking. Listen, it's doing really well. We're talking to some exciting sponsors. Like, you may have heard of Larry's Fudge Parlour, yeah? McKinnock's Graphites, Milton Keynes Fencing. You know, the payment's a little slow because of COVID, but I'm told the checks will clear.
Next on Get Serious, we'll play you the full version of the champ's soon-to-be-forgotten Christmas anthem, I Want to Wrestle Santa. You have been warned.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. Hello Fresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. Hello Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at hellofresh.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Give the gift of wrestling this Christmas with the latest PWF gear at Grapple Max. Stuck for present ideas?
Mm-hmm.
Of course you are. Check out our widest range of adult onesies, embroidered slankets, and three-stripe tracksuits anywhere in the OL12 postcode. Our limited edition signed action figures are the perfect present for anyone who's generically into wrestling.
I love it.
Be a legend with the latest PWF replica belts. The Ladies Over 40s champion. The Double Barrel champion. The Diversity champion. And the Champignon champion. Seriously, we've got shitloads of this stuff to get rid of before 2021. Fuck you, coronavirus. The Spirit of Christmas at Grapple Max.
It's the great unanswered question of our time. What did Santa get Jesus for his first Christmas?
I don't know, champ.
Nobody knows, little ninja.
Why not?
People didn't write stuff down like they do now. There were no Twitter.
Well, how did folks remember stuff?
They told stories.
You mean like this?
You're a smart kid, little ninja. Hey, what do you want for Christmas?
Oh, that's dead easy. A Tesla.
Let me tell you my story. I never had a single present from Santa. I want to wrestle Santa. I want to wrestle Santa. I want to wrestle Santa and break both his legs. A clothesline and a leg drop. Rock bottom and a moonsault. Sharpshooter and a tombstone. And a 1-2-3 pin. We'll both fight like men when the pub's shut at 10. I want to wrestle Santa and break both his legs. Man in red, meet the ninja in ginger. You bring the reindeer, I'll bring the pandeer. You might arrive in a red truck, but you're going home in a black hearse. All it is are coming, my foot's coming up your ass. Flying elbow and a frog splash, code breaker and an F5, RKO and a leg lock and a 1-2-3 pin. German suplex and a sleeper, a crossroads and a stunner, pile driver and a big spear, and a 1-2-3 pin. We'll both fight like men when the pub's shut at 10. I want to wrestle Santa and break both his legs.
It's something.
Oh, thanks, pal.
It's...
Keep talking.
It's different. Well, it's layered.
Like a lasagna?
No.
Hard work makes the girl smirk.
How hard was it to make?
Rhyming ain't easy, you know. You've got to let the words flow. Hey, I did another one. I gotta go, don't you know, to Nando's with my bros and my hoes, like Leslie Chow from The Hangover. Ow! How you like me now? I'm self-taught.
Really?
Turns out my mind, which until recently I never spent much time in, is like a corridor of doors, like a scene from Tron. Once I get the first door open, boom, they all slide open and words fall out.
I want to wrestle Santa and break both his legs.
Aye, 10 can gold that.
10 can?
I was 10 cans in when I struck gold.
Does that send the right message to children?
Damn it, man, I'm a wrestler, not a teacher.
Some might say you're a role model.
Would you say I'm a role model?
No.
Call me a spoonbender, but I get the feeling you don't like the song.
It's for others to judge.
Then let me say this. Anyone who doesn't buy the song, or even like the song, is my enemy. Just because you have taste buds doesn't mean you have taste. This is the best Christmas song ever released. It's not mainstream. It's not even SodaStream. It doesn't matter how well it does. It exists. And if it isn't number one, the charts are rigged. Shopper fraud. I want a recount.
Get serious.
I Want to Wrestle Santa by the Ginger Ninja failed to enter the UK Top 40 Singles Chart, the UK Top 100 Singles Chart, and the UK Top 200 Singles Chart. However, it did enter the download charts in India, when a 7-year-old girl from Mumbai accidentally downloaded it onto her dad's phone. It peaked at number 93. Next on Get Serious, Cat Out of Hell, how one elderly lady's pussy became a YouTube sensation and caught the attention of record labels around the world.
Wrestling with the Champ was created by Damien St. John, written and produced by Ant McGinley and Damien St. John. This episode starred Ant McGinley, Damien St. John and Dan Maudsley. The music for I Want to Wrestle Santa was written by Kevin Bennett and Alexander Nakaranda. For more episodes, to leave a review and to subscribe, visit champpod.com.
Whoa! The Champ will return in 2021.
My jacket's on fire. Shit, shit, shit.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Fresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
So, Robert, tell the people, what's a pretendian?
It's just what it sounds like, Angel. A pretend Indian.
Someone who fakes being one of us?
Someone who impersonates a native.
We're talking about real scammers and con artists.
There are pretendians teaching at universities, pretendians running governments, pretendians in Hollywood.
On our new podcast, Pretendians, we'll tell you the incredible story of these jaw-dropping frauds.
Who are they? Why do they do it? And how the heck do they keep getting away with it?
Listen to Pretendians on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
This show is part of Podomity, the podcast comedy network. We're the best kept secret on Acast. Why not laugh at what else we've got? Check out Podomity.com now.